Last week, Cincinnatian Eric Kearney was picked to run with Democrat Ed Fitzgerald on his gubernatorial ticket. This morning, WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me to talk about that choice. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So Kearney brings more of in the southern half of the state to Fitzgerald, who's from Cleveland. You say he also can raise money.
Yeah, he helps him quite a bit in Hamilton County, I think, and particularly among African-American voters. And Fitzgerald needs a large turnout among those. But he is a prodigious fundraiser. He can raise a lot, help them raise a lot of money. And that's what Fitzgerald is going to need, because as it stands now, he's far behind John Kasich in terms of fundraising.
So what makes Eric Kearney so good at raising money?
Well, I think it's his connections. I mean, he's well connected. He works it. He works on relationships. There is the fact too that he and his wife, Jan Michelle, are personal friends of President Obama and Michelle Obama. Jan Michelle went to law school at Harvard with Barack Obama. And when back in 2003, when the state senator from Illinois named Barack Obama decided to run for the U.S. Senate, Eric Kearney and Jan Michelle brought him to Cincinnati and held a big fundraising event for his Senate campaign. And they've always been very closely tied. They went to their wedding. They've been closely tied to the Obamas, and not just the Obamas, but the Obama organization, the fundraising organization and the grassroots organization. And that can be very helpful in this campaign.
Well, they have those close connections to Barack Obama. Do you think he will play any particular role in this race? Will we see him campaigning?
I don't know. It's hard to say how much personal campaigning the president will do. Maybe Michelle Obama might actually do more than the president, but I think you'd see him come in here for fundraising events. The president's approval rating in Ohio is very, very low right now, so I'm not sure he would help him that much, but he is still a big draw, obviously, at a fundraising event. And so is his wife, Michelle Obama.
So we could see them in just for money raising. Those would be like private events?
I would think for the most part, yes. You know, you might see some rallies in some areas where you're trying to get Democratic voters excited and get them out to the polls. But I think for the most part, it would probably be fundraising events.
Now, you talk about Barack Obama having less than stellar approval ratings in Ohio. That's not the case for John Kasich, the current governor. So what are the chances that he's really going to be unseated? Do you think that Ed Fitzgerald and Eric Kearney have a chance in this race?
Well, there are some polls out there that show it fairly close. I mean, you know, yes, John Kasich's approval rating has been going up, but also so has Ohio's unemployment rate recently. And it's now like slightly above the national average, which is the first time that's happened in about 3 years. So whether or not Fitzgerald has a chance, I think, depends on two things: whether or not he can raise enough money, and where the economy in Ohio stands in the fall of 2014. If the economy is in rough shape still and still struggling, then perhaps he has a chance.
So it's just too early to call it at this point.
Just
obviously.
Too early, I think.
Looking back at the past election, Cincinnati Councilwoman Lori Quinlivan came in 10th, losing her seat. But there has been some talk of a recount. How did all that come about?
Well, there is an automatic recount. Amy Murray, the Republican, came in 9th, 859 votes ahead of Lori Quinlivan. If you take all the votes from 9 through 21, which was the bottom, and divide it up, it's less than 0.5%. Now, that's an automatic recount under Ohio law. However, Lori Quinlivan could choose to tell the Board of Elections not to go ahead with that, because 859 votes is a lot. It's extremely, extremely rare that hundreds of votes will change in a recount. I mean, it's nearly impossible.
So what would be her benefit, though, to say no? I mean, just to make it look better?
Well, I don't know. I mean, just to save the Board of Elections the trouble and move on. But, you know, that's up to her. And we'll probably get a decision from her today whether or not she wants the Board of Elections to move on with an automatic recount.
Howard, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU political reporter. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.